Good morning, this is Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Tuesday morning. We start off first this morning with some big news yesterday in the world of college cheerleading. It was announced yesterday that the entire coaching staff for the University of Kentucky cheerleading team had been dismissed. The dismissals come after a three-month internal investigation had wrapped up, which revealed a lack of oversight by those in charge and a culture of hazing, public nudity, and alcohol use that, according to a release from the university on Monday. Those who were dismissed from the program include head coach Jomo Thompson, assistants Ben Head, Spencer Klan, and Kelsey LaCroix, and advisor T. Lynn Williams. The University of Kentucky cheerleading program has won 24 national titles in 35 years. Thompson had coached 18 squads to championships during his tenure as the head coach. In addition to alleged practices of hazing, the school also uncovered possible conflicts of interest involving businesses owned or operated by staff members who also employ cheerleaders. The school has already started a national search to replace Thompson as the head coach, as well as the other staff members. Williams, who was the advisor and the principal deputy general counsel at the University of Kentucky, had retired shortly after the investigation began. And finally, on this day in sports history, back in 1962, it was Stan the Man Musial who broke Honus Wagner's NL hit record with 3,431 hits. And that does it for your sports update on this Tuesday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.